This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rick Hanley. Manchester is the state's largest city, and it's also the most racially diverse. In the wake of tensions between police and citizens in several large cities, the Manchester Police Department recently held a public forum to talk about policing in a diverse community. David Mera is chief of the Manchester Police Department, and he joins us now to talk about the issue. Chief, thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
When you first talked about the idea behind the forum, you had said that you didn't want to have a Ferguson in 10 years. What did you mean by that?
Well, one thing that really hit me about Ferguson, of course, the violence and the aftermath of that and also the actual incident, but leading up to the incident, it became clear to me there was not a good relationship, at least what we were seeing in the news, between the Ferguson Police Department and the community that they police. And what I meant by that is I don't want to ever get to that point. I don't want Manchester to ever be to that point where we don't have a good relationship with the community.
The tension's building up year after year.
Yes.
At the forum, residents were asked to bring their issues and their concerns up. So what did you hear?
What we heard is that they want more contact with the police. We heard the different ideas about how we can have more contact. Everything from, hey, the way to bring people together is they have a forum featuring food. If you look at Manchester, we are a diverse community. We have people from all over the world, and it would be a good idea, I believe, to do that. And inevitably, I find when you talk to people in the community, there are more things that we have in common than than differences. Most people want safety, and they want their kids to get a good education, and they want to be able to enjoy their lives. They want a good quality of life, and that's what we all have in common. That's what we're all seeking. So instead of pointing out the differences that we have, I think we can come together with what we have in common and then learn about each other.
You had said that you want a police department that better reflects that face of the community, that diversity. Do you feel like there is that lack of diversity now?
Yes, I do. And there really isn't any blame to go with that. I believe, with that said, I believe we have to do a better job. We are seeking ways to attract minority candidates. We have different demographics, and we are changing. If you just look at our school system, the best way to look where a city is heading is just look at your elementary schools. And we have elementary schools, at least one, that is more minority than white. So we do want to reflect the face of the community. And to do that, we have to get qualified people to apply. We have to say, we have to convince them this is something you want to be a part of.
So how do you go about doing that?
We advertise in places where minorities that might want to be police officers will see the ads. We get advice again from the community. We have a committee, and we're going to be start meeting again a minority hiring committee where we get minorities minority members of the community to give us advice about what do you think we're doing wrong, what are we doing right, what's your opinion.
There have been many protests against cases of police brutality across the country over the past month or so. Do you see any of that division between the police in Manchester and any particular segments of the population in the city?
I don't see a division. What I want to do in Manchester is race and race-related issues. People don't want to talk about it, and that's where you have problems. It's a difficult thing to talk about. And if we have community meetings where that is the focus of the conversation, it's easy to bridge that gap and talk about things. We're not always going to agree, but at least let's hear each other's opinions.
At that forum, you heard a lot of those opinions. How did your officers feel afterwards?
I think they were nervous about it before, and then afterwards, they were pleased. We kind of did a little at the end when we were putting chairs away and talking at the end. There was a little bit of a debrief going on, and they were pleased. They were glad they participated in it. Policing means working with the community to keep everybody safe, everybody working together. That's what policing means to me. Police department's a major part of that, but they cannot do their job alone. And what's going on in communities across the country, that's what we're seeing, that they're two different entities and they're opposed. And that's what we don't want, the community and police opposing each other.
It seems to me that you want more of a sense of the beat cop as a part of the neighborhood.
Yes. I've been with Manchester for 28 and a half years. And when I first came on, you put on a walking beat your first year. You didn't really, for the most part, very rarely were you in a cruiser. But police work has changed. The nature of police work has changed. The amount of calls for service have gone up. Our police department, and I believe other police departments across the country, I call it a drive-by. We've almost become drive-by police, where we wave to people on the way from call to call. We expect our officers to answer those calls. In between, they're supposed to deliver subpoenas, do traffic enforcement, issue parking tickets, and have a break. And then they're expected to do their paperwork. What we want to do is slow our police officers down. We want patrol, which is the biggest part of our police department, we want them to be an integral part of community policing. Slow them down and get them to engage with the public. Right now, we have a community policing division, and they do a great job. But ultimately, what I'd like to do is have a community police officer in each geographical area, city, set it up just like the ward system that we have, political system.
Of course, in talking about those efforts and manpower, of course, you do need more resources. Do you see that the city is willing to give you those resources?
We may do with 205 police officers at one point. We now have approval to get up to 237. That's a testament to the Board of Mayor and Aldermen.
So the forum was a few weeks ago now. You've had some time to kind of digest those comments and the response. What comes next?
We're going to be doing a lot of follow-up on what was discussed there. For instance, again, you've already touched upon it, our police department reflecting the face of the community. Now, we have a great opportunity coming up on March 21st. There's a police entrance test that we're going to be holding, and it's going to be up at the New Hampshire Police Academy. There's still plenty of time for people to sign up for that. And I would like anybody with an interest. And again, I'm not just looking for minority candidates. I'm looking for any candidates. But I would like to get many minority candidates go there, women as well. It's a good opportunity for people to come and participate in the process.
Chief David Mera of the Manchester Police Department, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.